Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's actually 12:27 p.m. here on the Front Range in Greeley, Colorado. It is a lovely day compared to what we've been looking at the last couple of days. This is really nice. It's pretty much, except for some wispy clouds off to the north, it's, and there's a few out over the mountain. Although I can't tell if that's a wispy cloud or condensation trail that's sort of evaporated. It's mid-40s, blue sky, pretty calm. I'm overdressed for it, which is good because that means I'm not going to get cold. And I got a water bottle in my pocket, so I'm a happy guy. So march on. Yeah, hey, we made it to March. We are officially reopening the doors to TOMMW. Welcome to Talking on My Morning Walk once more. The test runs are over. The samples are taken. I've sort of trained myself how to make it work again. I think I have the process down. And I really prefer to walk outside compared to watching videos on the treadmill, which is, you know, pleasant enough, and I will undoubtedly have to use it again before the summertime. I'm looking forward to when I can do the walk first thing in the morning again. It's still a little chilly in the morning, and I these days I am prioritizing writing first thing in the day or early in the day as much as possible. I've been using, I think I mentioned this before, I've been using Obsidian Markdown for a couple months now, at least. I picked it up at the end of the year last year, and it really has made a world of difference. I'm using it primarily for the database aspect of it, for the morning. For the story Bible, for this, right now it's only got science fiction in it, but I want to load the rest of them. I'm not sure how useful it is, to tell you the truth. I spent a lot of time on it, but I don't know how useful it is. I suspect it would have been more useful if I had loaded the text in and then just marked up the text with the pieces that I wanted to keep track of. One of the issues is, how do I find the things that I'm looking for? Because what I'm looking for is something I've forgotten. So, like, what color are Ishmael's eyes? Do we even know? Is it in there anywhere? What's the name of the guy that wasn't pulling his weight that allowed Ishmael to get onto the Lois McKendrick? I know I've asked that question before, and I have been through all of the published work and did not see it. I didn't see it to mark it. And what I would mark it as, I don't know. How would I find it again? I don't know. Because what I'd be looking for is, what's the guy's name? How do you tag that? I don't know. Maybe that's how I tag it. What's the guy's name? Obscure people. But what it has proven to be exceptionally useful for is managing the ADHD. There is an aspect of it called, daily notes, I guess. And you lay out basically what you want to do, what you want to record, what you want to keep track of during the course of a day. And you lay that out in a template, so basic prompt-like things. And then in the morning, you open it up and it shows you the prompts for the day. And so that's what I've done. I've created a template for the day and blocked out hourly segments from 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. and added the important tasks that I want to accomplish that day. And every day I have a writing task that is so many hours. I split the hours so that I was doing an hour of writing and an hour of story Bible backfilling. But now that I've got the story Bible sort of at a point where I can let it sit for a bit, I've changed the template to show 2 hours of writing time. And I have some daily housekeeping that I need to do. So I created a section of it that is daily housekeeping. Specifically, I called it morning routine because there are the things that I want to get done in the morning before I forget them. Like maintaining my streak in For the Words. Even if I'm going to write in For the Words, I will go in first thing and say, yeah, I'm here, and check in with For the Words so that the streak gets maintained. It's like 1,300 words, 300 days or so now, so it's really, I really have a strong incentive. And I can do that easily every day. I also check my to-do list. I have a specific to-do list. Hi. So, for example, this afternoon I've got to go over to the oncology department for a check-in and an informational meeting where they're going to tell me what I can expect over the next year or so in terms of follow-up and required care. At least that's my understanding of what the meeting is about. I may get there and find out it's something different, but next week I go back and meet with the oncologist. We see about removing this chemo port. It seems unlikely that we're going to need it again. If we do, well, we'll just have to put another one in, I guess. At the end of the month, I'm doing a guest lecture with a guy down at DU. So I have a list of things that are sorted by calendar date. So one of the first things I do is that I check the to-do list to make sure that I have whatever's supposed to happen that day appear on my to-do list, my daily activity, daily note page. And that helps me keep track of things so much nicer. I think I've got a dental appointment coming up next, end of the month, next month. I don't know. It's on the calendar. It's on my to-do list. So, I also have a hotkey so that when I shift tasks, because one of the problems with ADHD is that when I finish something, I tend to wander off mentally into all kinds of different places, which gets me into all kinds of different trouble, because before I know it, the day is over and I haven't done the things that I wanted to get done that day. So I have a hotkey that I can date stamp, time stamp, in the appropriate block over the course of the day for when I end one task and theoretically start another. And since Obsidian is always open on my desktop, sorry, I needed some water. Since it's always open on my desktop, I'm always checking it. I go back to it again and again and again and again all day. So when I happen to look at the clock and see what time it is, then I go to Obsidian and look to see what I'm supposed to be doing and if the stuff that I need to do for the day is done. One of those things is the walk, this thing here that we're doing. Another one is the writing. The haiku has its own specific half-hour time slot. Sometimes it's a half hour, sometimes it's an hour. A couple times it's been an hour and a half. Doesn't matter. It has its own little checkbox. When I finished it, I could put a check in the box and it crosses it off the to-do list and I move on to the next thing. Oh, somebody's put up a replacement, a stick in the monk post. Come on up, stay with me. Monk post. Somebody's put a stick in the socket that's stuck in the concrete to mark where the monk post was. Perhaps the city will get around to replacing it one of these days. So my day is really plotted out in terms of not in terms of what I'm going to do, but in terms of what I want to accomplish. And I even have 2 hours set aside for playing. And sometimes that playing is I'm going to play Ark Survival Evolved and my dinosaurs, which I want to get to some this afternoon. And sometimes it's what I've been doing for the last few days is playing with old computers. I have quite a collection of old machines. I've got one that won't boot. I think I've tried everything I know. In case you couldn't tell from the sound, that was a garbage truck. I've tried about everything I know, so I think I'm going to try something really radical. It's an old 386, 32-bit. It's one of the really early machines that... one of the first ones I bought after I got out of the K-Pro days. And I think what I'm going to do is pull the hard drive out of it. And I've got a USB docker where I can plug the drive in and then plug the USB into a computer that's running and look to see what's on the hard drive. And I kind of like to look to see what's there because it goes way back. I don't remember how old it is exactly. It's old enough that it went into one of my offices at the university, so it had to be after 98. I graduated with my master's and got my first office at the university. I got my MA in December of 98 and started the doctoral program January 99. It was literally no break between them. And that was my first office. I think that's when I got this old Cindy E machine. It barely ticks over. I've got 3 32 bits and a couple of really questionable 64-bit compact machines that are But I've been playing with them and trying out different Linux. Beef up your old machine distributions. The 64-bit machines are almost usable. The biggest problem I've got with them right now is that the Windows manager, the environment takes up half of the CPU time. So anytime you do something really simple, like open a browser window, the machine logs down because the CPU maxes out. So I need to find one that has what they call a lighter weight. I'm looking at my desktop machine. My desktop is, my working desktop machine is one of the, well, both of my, I keep two going all the time. I have a Linux machine, I have a Windows machine. The Linux machine is the one that I do, keep all the email applications running on that. I do the audio work. I have now formatted the, I had a third machine that I set aside for use with CIFWA, which has now been formatted so that all the confidential data on it is, and I only used it for CIFWA confidential data. No email, no connections other than the ones that I needed on that machine, and the hard drive's been formatted now, so there's no data left on it. I zeroed it down and then nuked and paved it and then laid Linux on top. So that's pretty much taken care of. But my machines are the oldest ones in the house. Everybody else has a newer machine but me. And trying to think, you know, do I need a new machine? I mean, it does exactly what I want it to do. I would like it to be running Linux so that I wasn't constantly getting up in the morning and finding that Windows has updated everything and closed all of my files, and I've already had it screw up my password database a couple of times. You'd think I'd learn, but no. I'd like to have it running Linux. I'd like to be doing Linux full time. I'd like to be off Windows altogether. My Windows machine won't go to Windows 11. Somebody called Windows 11 the new Vista. I think that's probably true. But I really don't like some of the hardware changes that go into the new machines. The DRF, the physical enforcement of DRM. Tedious. I don't know that Linux is going to be able to get around it, but it certainly won't be something that goes into it. But I'd really like to be free of the Windows ecosystem if at all possible. It's really hard to be free of Google. Gmail is too recognizable. I have my own email addresses, but those tend to be oriented toward my author work. More water, hang on a second. My mouth, my tongue has started to stick to the roof of my mouth again. I found a little metal water bottle tucked away. Tucked away in the cupboard. Yeah, oh good, much better. So yeah, Obsidian Markdown. I'm giving serious consideration to writing the next book, writing the Wizard's Cat in it. May do something radical, like open a vault for these Marva Collins stories. At the moment, I've named the three books Venomous, Venicus, Viticus. I think I mentioned it before. It's a play on Veni, Vidi, Vici. Instead of I came, I saw, I conquered, it's I came, I saw, we came, we saw, we survived. They're working titles. I don't think they're going to be the ones that I publish because they're just too obscure. But I like them better than Marva 1, Marva 2, Marva 3. I suspect the series is going to be called Marva Collins, Book 1, 2, 3. I need some titles. Probably didn't need to wear the parka today, other than I'm grateful for the extra pockets. I got sweat running down the back. The wind has completely died. It's a beautiful day. I saw some geese flying off in the distance, but nothing came overhead. Maple trees have got little buds on them. Look at that, I'll be darned. This grandfathered cottonwoods here on the corner is looking kinda winter killed, frankly. I suspect it's not, it just looks dead. Yeah, maple tree's got little catkins on it. That means spring can't be far behind. I hear them. Yeah, there's a big V coming overhead right now. Well, I'm not moving very fast, but I'm out and I'm moving. We'll take that as a win. As the geese fly overhead, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.